Hello, I am Gabriel, lead pastor of Grace Communion Richardson. And I just want to say welcome to our Sunday worship stream this Sunday after Christmas. Here at Grace Communion Richardson, we seek to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through neighborhood engagements, all out of the compelling love of God poured in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are welcome to our worship stream, and it is still the Advent or Christmas season. And if you have any comments, please feel free to share with us. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free, don't hesitate to share your prayer requests with us as well. And we will pray for and with you. I hope you had a very meaningful Christmas day on Friday. And I want to wish you and your family a happy and a better New Year 2021 as we look forward to a new and better year with the Lord walking with us. A couple of weeks ago, I shared with you about the ministry avenue of love, what, or better put, who love is. We saw that God is love. That God's love is shared with us in relationship, giving us the gift of love relationships that we have with Him and with others, all through the power of His Spirit. Because the divine love of God is just that, it is divine. And we, at a physical level, aim towards that. And that love of God is what should motivate everything we do, moderate everything that we do, transform everything that we do. Today, I want to share with you the ministry or avenue of love within the context of its practical implications, looking at some of the practical ways of living out as individuals in community, as believers of Jesus, His love. Now, I want to address specifically Grace Communion Richardson members and our supporters and those of you out there who've been generously, financially donating and supporting our gospel work. It is very much appreciated. Those of you out there who are moved to join in supporting our gospel efforts, you can see on the screen some of the various ways that you can do so. Your financial donations are tax deductible and they are very helpful and so very much appreciated. God bless you. Now I want to invite you to join our praise team for a praise song. And then after that, I'll come back for the message for today. Please stay with us.
Behold the star of Bethlehem, the Word of God has become flesh. Unto us a child is born, the Savior of this broken world. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, has come, for our King is with us.
Let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Now, let's look at some of the practical implications of living out love as individuals in community. At Grace Communion Richardson, as I keep on saying, we seek to live out our mission and our vision to know Jesus and to make Him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through community or neighborhood engagement, or through the Spirit's power. And what drives this vision and mission that we have is our ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love. In other words, we seek to accomplish our mission, our vision, through the ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love. Hope, faith, and love are our discipleship pathway, or our relationship or relational way of being, of doing things. And today we are focusing on the love avenue. Who do you love? That's a question that I asked last time. Or who loves you? And we know that God loves us. Why? Because God is love. And does this love include your community, your neighbor, or your neighborhood? Does it include others who are not members of your family? Or maybe even not friends yet? I want us to look at some practical ways that we share in the love of God, the Christian love that God gives to us in His Son. This Christmas reminds us of God's incredible sacrificial love in giving us His Son, Jesus. And as John 3:16 loudly proclaims, God so loved us that He gave His Son. And that giving of His Son is captured in His birth, which Christmas reminds us of. And it is also captured in His death, which Easter reminds us of. It is captured in His resurrection, which Easter reminds us of. And it is captured in Him bringing us together as members of His body, the founding of His church, which Pentecost reminds us of. And so there are various ways that this love of God is made manifest, is shown by God to us. And He invites us to be image bearers or reflectors or followers of Jesus in sharing that love. Jesus Himself calls us to do so. So as we saw last time when we read 1 John chapter 4, that in this world we are like Jesus, we are saying in this world we're going to live that life of love just like Jesus. We are going to allow His love to be what motivates how we think, how we feel, and what we do, what we say, how we interact with each other. Because He calls us to do so. In John chapter 13, Jesus Himself says that to His disciples. In John chapter 13 and in verse 34, Jesus is preparing His disciples at that time for His death. He was about to go through Via Dolorosa, He was going to Calvary, He was going to be crucified. And He was encouraging His disciples, He was pouring Himself, His life, His passion into them. From John chapter 13 through 14, 15, 16, 17, Jesus was just sharing and pouring His heart out to His disciples. And in verse 34 of John, the 13th chapter, this is what He says to them at that time, and by implication to us as well. Verse 34, John, the 13th chapter. He says, a new command I give you, love one another. Now, that in itself is not new. Loving one another has always been our calling as humans made in the image of God. But then he adds what is new. As I have loved you, he says, so you must love one another. The traditional call to love has been to love others as ourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself, it says. Now here Jesus says, well, I am giving you a new twist to that. A new command I'm giving you. Love one another how? Not as yourself, but as I, Jesus, loves. I am calling you to a higher form of love. I am calling you to a higher level of love. I'm calling you to a divine, godly love. Love as I have loved you. So you must love one another, he says. By verse 35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So one of the marks of discipleship is our love for each other. One of the marks of discipleship is our growing in love for one another, is our love relationships. And this love relationship, as we'll soon see in some other words from Jesus, is not restricted to just us who are believers and followers of his. He calls us to share his love not only with each other, but to share his love with each other as an example and as an invitation, as a welcoming to loving others who we are yet to know, who we are yet to befriend, who we are yet to consider brothers and sisters, who we are yet to embrace as members together of the body of Jesus. And I say yet because we are supposed to be in this journey with Jesus of inviting and welcoming others into this love embrace. And it's beautiful when we understand and follow what Jesus is saying here. So Jesus calls us to love like he does. And we saw how Jesus loves, not only in the Gospels, but also in 1 Corinthians 13, we shared about what God's love looks like in relationship. We saw how it should be the moderating, the motivating, and transforming power in our lives, more important than just mere knowledge. We saw how in relationship, we are told in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is kind, love is patient, and so on. In relationship, love, trust, love follows truth, and so on. Love abides. Love is constant. Love perseveres. It's not wishy-washy. It's not a fair-weather attitude. Love is what Jesus says in John 13 will mark us out as being his disciples. So Jesus commands us to love one another using him as the standard for love, as exemplified in 1 Corinthians 13. He says this is the identifying marker of those who are his disciples. So if you believe in Jesus, if you're a follower of Jesus, then you will live a life of love. In this world, you will be like Jesus in love. You will grow in love. You will grow in his grace and knowledge, and you will share with others, living life together, being better together with others in this love relationship. And so in Matthew chapter 5, we are reminded that this love and this life-on-life relationship of love that we share is not to be limited to just those of us who are believers. We are supposed to share it with those yet to believe as well. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount is recorded here. In verse 14, breaking into the thought as Jesus shares, he says this, "You are the light of the world." He's speaking to his disciples and the crowd around him. He's speaking here to the disciples, "You are the light of the world." And the word "you" here is in the plural form. He's not just talking about the singular "you." He's saying that together as his body, we reflect him. Jesus is the light of the world. We are told this in John chapter 1, aren't we? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. In him was life. His life is what? The light of the world. And Jesus is saying, as members of his body, we are that light. We reflect him as the light of the world. Verse 14, the fifth chapter of Matthew. "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden." Verse 15, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house." Verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, that's Jesus' calling to us to share his love. He's saying we should not restrict the sharing of his love just with each other, that we should be like light that is available to others. And this light that is available to others is manifested in what? He says, in good works. Is manifested in good works. In verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds." So seeing good deeds is seeing light. So our light is reflected out by the good deeds that we do. You see, God is love, and as a result, God is good. God is good all of the time. God is good in the sense that God does good. God shares good that flows from his being of love. And we are called to reflect that, to be image bearers with Jesus, light reflectors of Jesus in sharing good deeds. So our light is not just what we say, but also what we do, how we show love to others who are not even part of us yet, who are not of us yet. Jesus is saying that that is what his people are supposed to be doing. This love for one another should be shared with others in the community, with the neighbors, with the needy, with the rich, with the discouraged, with everyone who is willing to accept. That's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, be involved in your community. And that's what we seek to do at Grace Communion Richardson. That's one of our circles of mission, you know, that I share with you every time I speak with you. That is to be involved, to make Jesus known in community engagement or neighborhood engagement. And that's what Jesus calls us to do as his people. We share his love through good works, which he has prepared ahead of time for us to be involved in. We are told this in Ephesians. And I don't have time to turn to that. So the ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love drive our vision and mission. Last time I shared with you an interview I had with the Faith Avenue champion about faith, about relationships, and about small groups, what it means to be family in fellowship as our faith ministry avenue. Today, I want to share with you excerpts of a conversation that I had with our Love Avenue champion, Leo, about our community or neighborhood engagements and outreach, trying to live out what Jesus tells us here in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, not only in word, but also in deed. So let's watch this short video clip of an interview or conversation with Leo, and then I'll come back. glad to have here with me a very good friend of the family, and I've known him for quite a bit of time. He is one of our leaders here at Grace Communion Richardson, and he is also our Love Avenue champion. How are you doing, Leo?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
We're here to have a conversation about the Love Avenue, which we consider a ministry avenue for fulfilling our vision and mission. What is love?
We're learning still about what that means to step into the love of God, because that's really what it's all about. Our Lord made us in His image, and He is love, it tells us in the scriptures. And I love God, and He loves me, and He loves you, and I know He loves everybody that He has created. We desire very much to touch the hearts of the people in our community, to know where they're at, and to share this incredibly good news of the love of God with them in every way we can.
Wow, so what does that look like in our body life as a church?
We lean toward the idea that if we're in the identity of our Lord, Jesus Christ, then we're in His identity of love, and therefore whatever action we take outside of that is in response to that love of who we are. And so we look for opportunities to connect with people that may be hurting, that are hopeless, or are struggling with just life issues in general, that frustrations and anger, all that COVID, good grief.
What are some of the practical ways that the love of God is being shared?
As a result of COVID, we kicked off the food pantry to help serve the needs of those in our local community that have a need to eat. You know, families and kids and homeless and people that have lost their jobs. We're going to meet them right there and give them that love, totally unconditionally, if you will. And it's a drive-through. Mm-hmm. Other members of the community are involved. The Korean World Missionary Baptist Church is in collaboration with us in it. Mm-hmm. And now we've had some participation with the Vietnamese church here locally. It's done in a safe way. People handle the food very safely. We're not in contact, if you will, with people driving through. So we're very safety conscious in trying to help.
What I'm hearing you say, Leo, is that this expression of love is not just contained in the church, but it is expressed flowing out of the church to the community as well. So it is something that's happening in word and in deed.
Yes.
And the food drive-through food pantry is one of those deeds. The love of God is being shared. I understand that you've been very much involved with the school near us as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
The schools are very important. One of the things that got us several years ago to begin to focus was a church service dedicated to blessing of the children. And out of that, we began to get more involved with the schools around us, and have been able to go up and say, how can we help?
Yeah.
Where can we touch the needs of the teachers and the kids and their families?
Yeah.
And we've had that privilege of working with, again, in collaboration with other people as well.
Great. I wanted to ask, Leo, what is the word aspect, sharing of that wonderful good news of God's love that you mentioned earlier? What is that going to look like?
God created us all, and He loves us all, corporately and uniquely and individually.
Yeah.
And we seek to connect with individuals in the community. One of the mechanisms is talk, truth and life conversations. What does that look like? It's finding the hot topics in people's hearts. Right now, COVID is one of those areas, social injustice issues. God does not want this breakage, this brokenness to exist in our lives. And so we offer an opportunity where we can hear and then listen into and communicate and bring that love into the reality.
This is one of the pathways where we engage people about the real life issues that they are struggling with or may have questions about and so on, whether it's about COVID or it's about race or about social justice issues, parenting, whatever. You're not doing this all by yourself. You have a team, a group of people that you're working with to do this. So it's a team effort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. You bet. As you talk about that, I think of one of our team members who is a prayer warrior. You know, he loves to pray and help people in those areas. And we have pray and go. But that involved in getting in the neighborhood specifically, right here, and just praying for people in their homes. Not banging on doors and say, hey, come to church or anything like that, but just saying, we love you, we prayed for you today, and leaving that message there in some way. In that process, sometimes people ask us questions, and we're able to encourage them even more.
Oh, wow. What is one thing that you're looking forward to, either towards the end of this year or for 2021?
I'm like a kid in a candy store when I hear that, because there's so much opportunity and things that we would like to do. We can't do them all, of course. To be able to potentially reach families between now and the first of the year, we hope to be able to connect with the schools. Through the year, the collaboration with Easter coming up and the talk messages, the Truth and Life conversation. During the summer, by God's grace, we're going to have some opportunities for the youth to grow in specific needful areas.
Okay.
You know, my grandson learned how to cook cornbread the other day.
that's an incredible skills development, right?
It really is.
I'm chuckling because I asked you for one thing and you've given me six already. Yeah.
And that's what I mean by a kid in a candy store.
That's right.
We can't do everything, but we are so eager in desires.
Yeah.
And by the way, that gives me the opportunity to mention to the listeners that we can't do everything, so we need you.
Yeah.
And we want volunteers, and you're eager to have volunteers, and if you have a heart or have a passion in an area, let's get you involved in leadership too, if that's your call.
Amen to that, especially as we desire to develop this neighborhood that we love, that we are part of, neighbor helping neighbor as we go on in life. We're not meant to do life alone,
no.
Right? And we are better together. Thank you so very much, Leo, for taking the time to talk.
I hope that you appreciated that conversation with Leo, our Love Avenue champion. The Ministry Avenue of Love, friend, is about living out what we believe, living out our identity in Jesus, which is an identity of love, living out as individuals in community, and sharing this with our neighborhood. And we see that this happened because we want to see this happen because we are joining Jesus in being that and in doing that. See, Jesus shares his love with all of humanity, and we've been called to participate in that. And that is what we want to do in our own little corner, our neighborhood here in Richardson. And we're doing it because we are participating in what Jesus is doing. It's not because we are any better than anyone else. It's not because we have any superior resources than anyone else. It's not because we are able to accomplish this than anyone else. It is because we are joining Jesus in what he is doing. What he is doing in, with, and through us. It is because we are living out our identity in him. And this is beautifully stated in Acts chapter 10. When Peter went to Cornelius, and Peter was sharing how being a disciple means for him as he talked with Cornelius. In Acts chapter 10, I'm breaking into Peter's discussion. It is Peter's conversation with Cornelius. In verse 38, he says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good. He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So in like manner, friend, that we believe as Grace Communion Richardson, that we have been called to join Jesus in going out in our neighborhood, in our community, to do good and to share. Why? Because Jesus is with us. That's beautiful. That's what we've been called to do, to participate in what Jesus is doing. We join Jesus in doing good, in seeking the good and well-being of others, of our neighborhood, as we share the gospel, the good news of God's love for them, and the salvation and relational reconciliation we all have in Him. We join Jesus in word as well as in deed. We share the gospel, the good news, by words as well as by good works. Part of our engagement of our neighborhood in word is through what we call our truth and life conversations. Talk. Truth and life conversations. It is engaging people in our neighborhood in conversation about real life issues from faith or Christian perspective. Issues about race, issues about injustice or justice, issues about parenting, issues about finances, issues about budgeting, and so on. Real life issues from a faith and love perspective. Next year, we are considering our first talk, Truth and Life Conversation Engagement in Richardson, to be on the subject of the measure of a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian in this world? You know, there is a caricature of who a Christian is by some. And then there is a dismissiveness about it. And then there are others in terms of the perspective on Christianity and on Christians that we as Christians bring on ourselves. What is the measure of a Christian? We're going to look into that as we hope to engage that subject at some point. I hope that you will join us in the Richardson area if this is where you are, it's where you live. We'll provide more information as time goes on. Do you want to participate in Jesus' life and mission of love? Do you live a relational life of love, or do you need help doing so? I pray you reach out if you do. We all need help in doing so. We all need help in loving one another the way Jesus loves us. We all need help at one point or another in good works and how to share the good works. We help one another, support one another, encourage one another, and hold one another in loving account. And we are better together as a result, living the love and the life of Jesus. I look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to seek to know Jesus and to make Him known, and as we share His hope, His faith, and His love with a nation and a world that desperately needs it. Right now, let's conclude this message with a praise song by our Grace Communion Richardson praise team. And then I'll see you next time. Merry Christmas. want to invite you to a Zoom discussion after this message. The ID is on the screen. If you need to call using the phone number is on your screen as well. If you are watching on Facebook, the link that you can click on to join Zoom is in the description. If you are watching from our website, the link is on top of the video. I look forward to meeting you on Zoom for discussion and for fellowship. God bless.